Vernon Maxwell here with another edition of Famous Quotes from Famous People. If this is your first time listening to this podcast, you're in luck. You're going to get what you need to get to where you got to go. So make sure you hit the subscribe button. Yo, I read quotes from famous people and I do it in a way that's funny, entertaining, inspiring, to give you a little bit of motivation and inspiration so you can elevate to the next level. And today I have a quote from this guy come from a long line of assistant pimps. Actually, I don't know if he come from a long line of assistant pimps. He is, he's pretty bad. This dude is bad. I actually found out the other day that he has more comedy specials than any other comedian ever. Ever! Isn't that crazy? And here's the other thing. He owns every last one of them. Wow. Like, talk about somebody who is doing the damn thing, who owns, who carved his own path. One of my friends also told me, and I don't know how true this is. I still have to fact check this, but I also was told that he does his own. He has like no edits, right? Whenever he writes the script, he just writes it and it goes in, and that's it. How crazy is that? So I think you could say that he is quite the genius, right? Very articulate. Listen to an interview by Cat Williams, and you will see that he's a very polished, very articulate gentleman who knows his shit. And I actually heard this quote, and this one's a little lengthy, so bear with me, but I'm going to break it down for you because I think it's so... It's relevant, right? It's extremely relevant. And I'll get into why. But if you haven't subscribed to the show, make sure you do that. Famous Quotes from Famous People. We're on all of the apps. All of the apps. The cool kids are listening to podcasts on these days. Everybody subscribe. Your mom subscribe. Your neighbor subscribe. Your baby's daddy subscribe. So you should subscribe too. And there's a reason why they're subscribed. Because they're getting what they need, baby. All right, so here's the quote from Cat Williams, and I might have to go a little bit slower on this one, so bear with me. And he was asked in an interview, does he feel like the media kind of makes people appear to be crazy that are in positions of authority, power, have celebrity status, and the ask was around, I guess the interviewer was kind of quoting Dave Chappelle, and this was what his response was. He said, "In order to technically be sane, it requires your belief system to go along with everyone else's. Either way, genius is relative. And it's usually better served once you're gone. So the geniuses we all agree on, that wasn't exactly what they were viewed as at the time." And then he gives this example, and I think this is a freaking amazing analogy. He goes, the guy going outside in a thunderstorm with a key on a kite, trying to intentionally get struck by lightning, right? That guy wasn't considered a genius. But today, during his time period, he was considered crazy. But today, he's looked upon as one of the most brilliant minds of that time. And this quote, wow, that quote just, I was stunned. I was just like, oh my gosh, that is the most brilliant response I've ever heard to like somebody insinuating that you may be crazy. And breaking it down, I mean, isn't it a shame that it's not until when people are no longer here that we appreciate their work and they're considered a genius, right? We can look at people like Pablo Picasso. We can look at people like, Malcolm X. We can look at people like Mahatma Gandhi. All these people... people like, Kurt Cobain, right? A lot of these people, Robin Williams, we don't appreciate these people until they're gone. And we have this kind of way of kind of shunning people and shitting on them for lack of a better word, for being different and being unique. And to me, that's kind of sad. It's kind of a shame that it takes people's passing for us to appreciate their work and their contribution to our society or to our, you know, to humanity, you know. And I hope that one day that we can move to a place where we appreciate everybody for their unique differences, even if we don't know what the hell they're talking about and they seem weird and out there in outer space. That's what makes the soup really tasty, right? If you had a little soup kitchen, by the way, that's my rap name, my new rap. If you had a little soup kitchen and in the soup, everything was the same, right? And you had just like chicken noodle soup with just chicken and noodles, and you didn't have any vegetables in there. You didn't have any salt, any pepper. It would be a bland ass soup, right? So why we gotta? I don't want to live in a place where the soup is bland. I don't want to eat bland soup, baby. I want to eat the finest, the most unique, differentiated concoction that you can whip up in a little soup kitchen. If you want to get your quote on the show, hit me at 833-LAX-FAMOUS. That's 833-LAX-FAMOUS. That's right. We'll get your quote on the show, and you'll be any Famous Quotes Hall of Fame, Lister Hall of Fame, that is. And if you are digging this show, you're vibing with it, if you're like, man, that was dope, I'm kind of vibing with you, bro, then go ahead and head over to iTunes, subscribe. We're also on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all of the cool apps the kids are listening to podcasts on. There's so many. Don't get me started on naming them all. We ain't got enough time for that. Just go subscribe and have an awesome, awesome day. I will see you tomorrow. Same Famous Quotes channel, same Famous Quotes time, baby.